Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
House Republicans promise sanity on borders, energy, and the economy if elected, and Stacey Abrams chalks up another loss for the party of science. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and lots of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.
I've talked a lot about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun over the years, and it's no secret how much I love it. It's become the go-to shotgun for law enforcement and home defense, and for a really good reason. But why am I such a huge fan of the Kel-Tec KSG? Well, like everything that Kel-Tec invents, it created an entirely new class of shotgun, and the one that started it all is the KSG shotgun. It's the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells, and with its dual tube mags, offers a capacity of 12 plus 1. So that's 6 rounds in each tube, plus 1 chambered. If you prefer 2 3/4-inch shells, even better, because the KSG holds 7 plus 7 plus 1. That's 15 shells. You cannot ignore the downward shell ejection either. It makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's brilliant design. See the Kel-Tec KSG up close and personal at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Again, to find out more, visit KelTecWeapons.com.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
So I saw this piece from The Telegraph. It reads this. The next James Bond films will have bigger roles for women and a more sensitive 007, according to the producers, who said that Bond is evolving just as men are evolving. Men aren't evolving. I said last night that our culture is devolving. And they're trying to make men dumber and weaker in the process. Who here wants some insipid, sensitive James Bond? I think Daniel Craig as James Bond is the most sensitivity I will allow or should be allowed. I called the piece, "If you wreck James Bond, I will wreck your face." Because it's the eunuchization of James Bond. If you want to put a chick in the role, here's the thing. Have the originality to invent a new female-driven franchise for a female instead of emasculating the old one with some repurposed dog's breakfast. I will ride over this. I don't know what that's going to look like yet. I will literally, I'm not joking. I will have a one-woman riot. I don't care. Because James Bond is cool. I love James Bond. Sean Connery was the best. Don't mess.
They have a lit theme song, too.
Dude, I mean, it's just amazing. Sean Connery was the best. I think Daniel Craig, as I said, he was as sensitive as should be allowed, was a good second. A lot of people really put down Timothy Dalton. He's really underserved in the rankings. He was a little bit darker. Is, I think, a little bit more to Fleming's original idea. So, you know, I think that Craig captured some of that. Okay, with the music. I think he captured some of that and reinvented it with his portrayal. Like the opening sequence of Spectre, that was amazing. I mean, it was basically like Olympic parkour. Roger Moore, I was going to give third place to Pierce Brosnan, but he's catty. And I don't like catty men as James Bond. That's a female attribute. Cattiness is a female attribute. I don't want a guy as James Bond being catty. So because Pierce Brosnan called for a female 007 and he was really catty towards Daniel Craig's performance, he doesn't get number 3. Roger Moore was a little bit campy and fun, and that's totally okay. Maybe a little bit older, that's totally okay. So Roger Moore takes that spot. Here's the thing. Not every actor does the same James Bond, but there are characteristics that every Bond should possess, right? Being a chick or overly sensitive isn't one of them. I mean, my whole point is that I get that there's all different kinds of iterations of this. The point is that it's an iconic figure in pop culture. James Bond is not some anachronistic snapshot of a man in decline. This is a man at his peak. He has a way out of every situation. He can beat the hell out of a guy in a bathroom, and then he can show up at a poker tournament in a crisp tux. He's got a, you know, snack on his arm going up there to Texas Hold'em at the poker tournament. And oftentimes the lady he's got is as dangerous and deadly as he is. It's everyone's like, oh, it's a testosterone-fueled guy movie. No, it's not. It's a testosterone-fueled flick for chicks. Please do not mistake this or confuse it with a chick flick. Don't twist it. But there are women on this planet who want their men to have a strong sense of good versus evil. My husband's first line to me, the first time we ever met, my husband's first line to me was this: which one of these losers is your boyfriend? And I was like, you're going to be mine. That's because that's, I like aggressive gallantry. That's part of chivalry. There's a difference between being a jackwagon and between being that. And see, women like that. What do you think? I mean, dude, people forget how well Top Gun did at the box office. We were just talking about this. People didn't watch Top Gun because they wanted to learn more about serving in the Air Force, Kane. No, that's not why they watched Top Gun. They watched it because dudes with balls bigger than that Halton school teacher's prosthetic boobs dangerously flew jets and they risked their lives for America while romancing the ladies. Women don't have to take a rib from a male character-driven franchise to do something different for ourselves. Sigourney Weaver's Ripley, an alien, that was amazing. She was an icon. Kate Beckinsale in Underworld, Mila Jovovich in Resident Evil, the Stieg Larsson's Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I know Rooney Mara did the American version, but Noomi Rapace was the other one. It played Lisbeth Salander. So these are all great female-led franchises. They're not required to, like, do this, you know, male character. If women are so empowered, then make your own damn franchises. Make your own damn characters. Give the people what they want. I think the people also want Idris Elba, but it doesn't sound like he wants to do it, which is sad.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
I mean, I understand that. Well, I mean, this is kind of how Earth Day started, though. It was the guy who put his girlfriend in the wood chipper, essentially. But this is bizarre. I get it that in California, it's where all the hippies are, for the most part. But they have a new law that you can actually use human remains as compost. You know, because climate change. It's all about tackling climate change. Oh my gosh, this is Soylent Green, guys. So California is going to offer the option of human composting after death, thanks to a new bill signed into law that is going to tackle, they say, climate change. They're calling it natural organic reduction. That's what the human composting is called. And they say it's going to be an option for people who don't want to be cremated or buried. And so you basically go into a reusable steel container along with wood chips and flowers to aerate it, and it allows microbes and bacteria to break down the remains, and then 1 month later, it's turned into soil. Oh my gosh. This is their future for you. You get to live in the dark, and you get to run on battery cars, and you don't even have enough power in the state to charge them, and then you're going to be turned into soil. At some point, people are going to be eating dead people in California. That's really what we're getting to. Soylent Green. A Denver man, this is crazy, was found guilty for killing a 21-year-old woman over dog dew. Dude. He shot and killed her because her dog defecated outside of his apartment. There's probably better ways to handle this, I would think. Michael Close is going. He's trying to say, trying to plead not guilty by reason of insanity. I think he was sane, and he needs to be off this earth. Also, antidepressants apparently work better than sugar pills only 15% of the time. Man, by the way, if you were to watch Big Pharma's commercials on television, everybody's depressed and has anxiety, and everybody needs a pill. So that's the thing. And Newsweek has that has more on that survey. And deep brain stimulation, they're thinking about having these implants to help people reduce their OCD symptoms with electrical impulses. What in the world? And McDonald's is facing a $10 billion suit because they say it doesn't advertise enough on black television. Stay with us. It gets into this Air Force Academy stuff. We have the diversity training. They're telling cadets to use words that include all genders and drop mom and dad. Get bent. It's a diversity and inclusion. It's United States Air Force Academy. We went from Top Gun to this. We went from Top Gun to the Air Force Academy saying, don't use words like mom and dad. They had a slide presentation called Diversity and Inclusion, What It Is, Why We Care, and What We Can Do. And they advise cadets to use person-centered and gender-neutral language when describing individuals. They actually have, I can't even believe, these are actual slides. They say that some families are headed by single parents. Do they think these recruits are morons? Some families are headed by single parents, grandparents, foster parents, two moms, two dads, etc. Consider parent or caregiver instead of mom and dad. I don't want to tell you what my pronouns are because I'll be fired off air. I'll be fined and fired. The documents were shared with a veteran Green Beret from the Afghan war. He said that the materials alarmed him. They were verified. They have the slides like, what do people call themselves? When in doubt, ask, include all genders. So y'all, team, squatties, everyone, folks versus you guys. Get bent. If you're going to get upset over a pronoun, you're too weak for war.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all this is. This is. It's the diversity and inclusion training. This is just so crazy. And they were also saying, what is this G animals? I was reading this. They also include this exercise where they ask cadets to separate into groups and write down as many G animals or animals that start with the letter G that they can think of in 1 minute's time. And they said, what does this show us about the power of combining our diverse perspectives? What? This sounds stupid. How many G animals did you generate as an individual? This is what I want the slides in my Air Force to sound like, to read. I want them to be like, how can we kick ass? How can we annihilate the enemy? How can we be like Top Gun, but real? That's what I want to see. I don't want to see this garbage. This is not what I want to see. It's not what you want to see. Nobody wants this stuff. You're going into war. There are no safe spaces in war. This is like no crying in baseball. There's no safe spaces in war. There's none of that. You are supposed to be part of a whole. No one cares about your own personal identity. No, nobody cares. Nobody cares. It's disruptive to the function of a unit as a whole for everyone to stop what they're doing. Make sure, did everyone affirm everyone else's individual life choices today? Did you? So done with it. This is why nobody wants to sign up. You're not going to get recruitment with stuff like this. Are you kidding me? You're training people to go out and kick ass. That's what you're doing. That is not a beta position. These are alpha jobs. And you're trying to take alpha jobs and diminish them into beta roles. Psychologically, it's not going to work. The people who are attracted to this type of necessary work are not betas. So that is why a huge reason, if not the biggest reason, that recruitment is down. When you are serving the country, you are focused on the job of serving the country. You are not focused on, I wonder what pronoun that person wants me to use. Z, sir. Z. I mean, nobody cares about this. Nobody cares about it. Do you know why? Because stuff like that is not worth dying for. Nobody wants to have their husband go to war and die for that crap. Nobody wants to have their kids go to war and die for that crap. That is not a unifying mission. It is purposeful disunity.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello. Thank you for listening to The Dana Show. This is columnist and podcaster Sarah Carter, and I'd like to tell you about your new best friend on Friday nights, ZBiotics. Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to ZBiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's ZBiotics.com/R-A-D-I-O, radio, and use the code radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Why are people nasty? I just don't even know. All right, so... A Florida man was caught by his neighbor exposing himself in West Palm Beach on the doorbell camera. It occurred on a Sunday. On Sunday, the victim told police that he got a notification from his doorbell camera that he just bought and opened it up. And then he saw his neighbor, Marco Suarez, half naked, N-E-K-K-I-D, and completing an individual activity on the porch. In front of the camera. Like, for the camera. I'm not going to read his quote because I cannot. I can't, guys. I can't. It's way too much. We are welcome to if you would like. So he apparently was at a party the night before and he was drunk when he arrived home. And then when he was at his house, he thought he was going to use the restroom. That's what he was telling. And then that's what he was telling police. And then the neighbor was, I have to just tiptoe around this because this whole thing is so nasty. The neighbor was saying, that's not how you go to the bathroom. I don't know who taught you that, but that's not how that works. Anyway, he was charged with unlawful exposure of sexual organs and outstanding failure to appear warrant. Ooh, we're going to wash your porch out with bleach. It's so nasty. A Florida man visiting friends in D.C. had his wheels stolen off his car. As the string of thefts continue, Terry Robinson from Tallahassee rented a car, visited friends in D.C. He was visiting until a little bit before 1 a.m., parked his car outside of his friend's home. And then they had the news crew come. They called him because they said that the towing was about to remove his car that fit the profile. It was a Honda, I think, all four wheels gone. They took his wheels. He says, I come to visit one night. I'm here one night and my wheels are gone. The rental company had already given him another car because he had to drive back to Florida. And he's that's crazy. And so they interviewed Ibrahim Aburish, who is the tow truck driver who was there to help out. They said he's removed over 80 cars with stolen wheels just recently. And he goes, these are professionals. He said they have a racket going on and they either have a nice line of people they're selling to or they're selling to a bunch of shops. He says, but it's too many times, too many rims. No words of arrests, you know, but they're, whoo boy, that's
like
crazy.
It's like a NASCAR pit crew came in and just took the wheels.
No joke, right? Steve, you're in D.C. Do you got to worry about that?
The carjacking
in
stuff?
D.C.? No, I mean like somebody taking your tires.
Oh.
Apparently 80 times in over just the past couple of months.
Well, I've been parking in the city there for 3 months and knock on wood, but I see it.
Man, that's crazy. Ooh, all right, this story. A scissor-wielding Florida man stabbed a person over 40 times. This is horrible. It was in a on Monday. It was at a store. Surveillance footage captured 36-year-old Edmund Clark standing at the counter of the store. He reaches for a pair of scissors and then stabs the person repeatedly. And apparently, I read a story, Kane, he was trying to behead him, wasn't he, with the scissors?
That's what I heard, too, is an attempted beheading.
With scissors. Right. At the trading post at Burnt Store Marina, Lee County. The victim had extensive injuries to his torso, head, and neck, and the Clark was arrested for attempted murder. The victim's still in, I think he was receiving emergency treatment, Gulf Coast Medical Center, but they didn't say anything else about it. Oh my gosh. And Anchor Brandt, the Tampa man, wants to win the USA Mullet Championship with his golden locks. He's vying for the USA Mullet Championship along with 99 other gentlemen from across the country. He's a University of South Florida student studying communications. He told Fox 13 that his mother was the reason he applied in the first place. I don't know. It stands like he's got beautiful separated highlighted curls. It looks like he could win.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Americans overwhelmingly oppose teaching sexual orientation and gender identity to grade schoolers. House Republicans promise sanity on borders, energy, and the economy if elected. And Stacey Abrams chalks up another loss for the party of science. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.